This is Sean.
Yeah, Sean. This is Sean.
Hey, Sean. What's going on, man?
Yeah, have you seen the? I sent you two emails. Have you seen those?
I did. Conversation with your law firm. So, is your company in the process of buying some property?
Right there. Let me tell you the background. Okay. So right now we're trying to purchase a building, a property, located right here, not very far from us.
Okay.
So
that's very exciting.
What?
I said that's very exciting. Is that going to be a secondary location, or you're going to move out of the warehouse that you're renting?
We're going to move out like gradually, so not one time, because right now we still keep the lease with the current property.
Right.
Yeah, so we're going to do that, so step by step.
Okay.
But right now, so we're still discussing the purchase agreement with the seller. Right now, we're trying to, you know, get a deal, but the problem is they're asking us for the insurance coverage. So for what I sent to you, the first email is what they put on the agreement. So the second email is the other party's attorney, the lawyer, they explain what the insurance is, what it should be. So, because I'm not a, you know, expert about like insurance, you are. So I want look for, if we're going to get this insurance, or if our current insurance package, if we included this part or not. If not, if we're going to get it, so how much it will be?
Well, from what I can see, they're asking for liability insurance. I mean, your policy already provides. The only thing that we would have to amend is to cover the building for the property once it's acquired. And so I'll need to know about the square feet and what type of building it is. If you can send me any kind of information on it. I think Ben Chan called me earlier. Maybe he was calling in reference to that.
Okay.
We'll just need the address so that we can look up the property you're buying. But from this email, it just looks like they're asking for limits of liability. You already have sufficient coverage for the liability portion.
Yeah. So what they say is they are if we sent some people, our own employee go over there, and then some accident that happened, it caused like a fire or something. And then they got insurance covered for the damage because of that. This is the coverage should be, right? I'm not sure.
I'm just reading the thread right now.
Right. So anyway, I'm gonna send you another email with the building's address and the square feet. The square feet is about like 110,000 square feet.
That'll help you house a lot more inventory. So Sean, how long are you gonna have two locations? Are you eventually gonna phase out the warehouse that you are in now?
So the plan is not very clear, but once we purchase this, we're going to move that out in, not sure, 1 or 2 years will probably happen immediately. So this depends on how we're going to make decision. Now that property is empty, so nothing over there, nobody over there. So right now, the only activity we're gonna do, so they're looking for some like coverage for 60 days. If we have some of our employees go over there, do like inspection, do something, and then if something happens, so we're going to, what they said, we're going to, you know, we're going to have, should have a kind of like insurance, you know, cover for those.
Well, the insurance can cover multiple locations. That's why I'm not understanding. Is your attorney, his name is Keith?
Yes. Yeah.
He wrote, my client will not be doing anything that we require a $2 million policy. But you already have the insurance, so it already covered, it will already cover the next location. But once you go to settlement on that property, then we will need to cover the building itself based on the square
okay.
feet.
So, Sean, we just
make an amendment.
Yeah, first of all, I'm going to send you the property, the address. You can, you know, do more like research, get a clear answer for us. And
mm-hmm.
also we can do a conference call between you, me, and the lawyer. So our lawyer, Kate. So then, you know, what we are, I mean, he will be understand, you know, what's going on right here. And so if you say we can do amendment or something, if something for those, then everybody get on the same page, and then we can go that way.
Yeah, you remember when we had added on the employment practices liability?
Right.
So we just made an amendment. We just have to do that with this acquisition. So
right.
then we'll keep your warehouse there, you as a tenant,
right.
and then we'll just modify your policy to add a secondary location where we actually cover the building. And
right.
if the amount of inventory is going to change because of this next location, then we may want to modify that as well. But you already have, as I recall, $3 million.
Sean, this year when that building, they won't have any. I mean, at least right now, they won't have any inventory. So most inventory is still keeping here. I mean, we're not going to do anything because in that 2 months, right? So we're going to still work on like right now the building is not us yet. So we're still do the study periods. The deal is not done yet. So we're going to work on that direction. And then after that, we're going to get a loan, get everything, and also we'll probably apply for some permit to operate in that, you know, the building, do something. So still, I don't think that will happen. I mean, our moving will happen in this year.
Well, when will you go to settlement on this new building?
The settlement will probably happen after 2 months later.
Later this summer?
Yeah, later summer.
Okay. Yes. Send me over details on the address. I'll talk to Ben. I'm assuming he's your real estate agent on this deal?
Right. Yes.
Okay. I'll talk to him about it. We have some time.
I mean, it's better just talk to the attorney, Kate, because he's the person to you know, main contact right now, discuss with the other party, the seller's attorney regarding this transaction. So, you know, if we make any final decision, he will be the person to pass this to the other party right now. But definitely Ben should be able to, I mean, he should know that as well. So that means we can, if he found out something and, you know, give us kind of like advice or something, or we need to amendment, we can, like, for example, late today, we can schedule a conference between all the parties, and then we'll understand.
Yeah, I mean, all that the seller is asking for is liability coverage. You already have that, but we'll need to insure the building once it's acquired. So that part will be easy. Ben will fill me in. We'll come up with our own analysis of how much to insure the building for.
Okay. How about now, Sean? How about now? I'm gonna try to call a lawyer and Ben, and we got everybody. Right here.
That'd be fine.
It'll be fine. Okay, I'm gonna add them. Okay, just hold on, please. I cannot get a connector with Kate, but I'm gonna add that Ben to be here. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Sean. Yeah, Ben is here.
Hey, Sean. Good to see you.
Hey, what's up, Ben?
Yeah. Yes, just tried to reach out to you earlier regarding the St. Sisters. Okay, great. I'll go ahead. All right.
Yeah, when Sean called me, I assumed that you guys were working on something.
Yes. Sean mentioned to you regarding the insurance requirement, right, for the seller. They require us to have a insurance policy of $2 million before going to into the space. Do you think, is that covered under the policy if it's on different property?
Yes. So we just maybe need to add a second location, but he's already got the liability coverage on it. I was telling Sean that we would just need to calculate the value of the building once it's acquired and ensure the physical building, but the liability requirement is already met.
Okay.
It doesn't work with it doesn't meet with their requirements, right? Our current one? Our current insurance, the coverage, the liability? So we have to add the other building.
Okay,
can you guys
go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sean, can you verify this?
Can I verify that you have $2 million in liability coverage?
Right. Yeah, we do have that. Right.
You do. If they have a specific requirement that they want that liability extended to the next location, then we will just add on the second location. I'll need either you or Ben to provide me details on that address.
Okay.
And then we will ensure the physical building, but the liability is, you can have one or 10 different locations. Liability is just the same. It's going to extend all the locations that you own.
Oh, that's good. So nothing's been changed. Premium, nothing will be changed. I just add another location to that. Would that affect the premium? Because it's short term, it's only like 1 or 2 months, or less than 3 months.
No, I don't believe that there will be a change. There will be a change when we insure the physical building.
Oh, okay.
If we're just going to extend liability to a second location, there shouldn't be any change.
That's after the purchase, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Because it is covered then. So it is covered. Okay, perfect.
Very easy.
Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, good. So can you just send the detailed info to Sean, and he can add those on the our insurance package. and then then we can just get a send to the well, so you can edit it, send us info, and then so we can he can send the coverage directly to them, right?
No, we'll forward to them. After the contract, we'll forward the contract at the same time to the seller. Yep.
Yeah, no worries.
So as soon as we have it, we'll sell, forward to it to them.
Okay.
Another thing, let me see. Yeah, that should be good. Sean, I'll send you the information. We can keep in touch regarding this. Is that good?
Okay. Definitely keep in touch before the settlement date, because if I have to come out to the warehouse, inspect it, and then we'll Sean said it's 110,000 square feet, but we just want to make sure that we insure it to the correct value.
Yep That makes sense. That's what we're going to reach out to you once it's being finalized, and before we enter all that. So perfect timing.
Okay
great so that should be
all right. Hey, do they need do they need themselves listed on the insurance document as an additional interest or an additional insured? Do they mention that?
No, they did not mention that. Do you say others or just ourselves? Because if it's inspection or if it's others, they have their own insurance. So for us, it's just anything.
Just liability.
Yeah, liability. Yeah, since the policy already covered, it should be fine. But they didn't mention about their party and their side, who need to be, because they have their own policy and insurance. All that, anything just outside the buyer side.
All right, it'll be a simple change. Then I'll just make the change, send you the updated documents, and then prior to settlement, then we'll actually insure the building.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that should be all. I'll forward to you the information right away. And great. Thank you.
Absolutely. Does that answer your questions for today, guys?
Yes. Good.
Great.
All right. Fantastic.
Yes, take care now. Yes.
All right, guys.
Bye-bye.
You having a wonderful
day. Thank you very much, Sean. Thank you, Ben.
Anytime, Sean. Take care, Ben.
Mm-hmm. Yes, take care.